Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Fourth grader Ethan Flanders, second grader Emma Flanders, and their coach Kayla Flanders join us on today's program to talk about their Odyssey of the Mind team that's heading to the World Finals May 22nd through the 25th. And the two of you are part of Pella Team A for the Odyssey of the Mind competition heading to Worlds. First of all, why don't you tell our listeners what Odyssey of the Mind is and what the experience is like?
A team of like five, at least from at least like three people to seven people, and two coaches, usually the parents of a kid or two kids and so on. And in the team is you pick a problem out of like one to five problems. And there's going to be some about like building something and seeing how much it can you can put on it. And some like how much weight you can put on it out of like just
balsa wood.
Balsa wood. And the other ones are about making humorous plays. And they're a lot like you have to write the script, you have to make the costumes, and you have a spending limit of $125. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot harder to find things. You can't just hire a bunch of people to do stuff for you. You have $125 to work with.
So this is Kayla Flanders, and I'm the coach of our Pella Team A Odyssey of the Mind team. And the Odyssey of the Mind is a creative problem-solving competition. So every state in the United States participates or can participate in that. And then they have a state-level competition where every team in the state comes together. So we did that the first weekend in April. And then there's a world competition where there's over 800 teams from across the world that come together to compete in these same problems. And this year it's in Michigan at Michigan State University.
What is your role on your team and what are the things that you do during the competition?
So I am the creepy character. So I pretty much, I'm trying to cause problems, but they're like weird problems. Well, silly arguments. Like you don't need to argue about that. Like a team has plain socks and another team has very colorful socks and they're arguing about that. That's a silly argument.
Do you wear a costume?
Mm-hmm. I wear a lot of costumes because you argue in three types of ways. There's singing, you can mime, like act it out, you can do poetry, you can do interview, and you can do dancing. We picked poetry, song, and interview.
Like we're doing right now.
Like you're doing right now. Uh-huh. And why did you pick those?
Because miming would be really hard to act out. Like you would have to remember what to act out and what you're doing. And then
it's hard to argue about, like, if you can't let the people know. Like you have to be very skilled in letting people know by your body actions because you wouldn't be able to just flat out say, like, hey, I don't like your socks. Take them off and put on plain ones or something.
So you're causing the problem and you're helping solve it. Is that how it works?
So, no, there's a bunch of things that you have to come up from scratch. We decided art because that's really easy to get because isn't art in the eye of the beholder? So it's like one person could think art is one piece of art is super good. Others could think it's horrible. And the kind of storyline is there's one team, the Plain White Tees, not sponsored, is it's all about just like black and white. Like we have three pieces of art and one's black and white, photography, and flat, because that's pretty plain. And then the other team, which is called the Popsicles, which they had in their costume, they had two pieces of popsicles that they'd have to carry around. They have, like, super colorful to go up against the black and white. They have abstract to go up against the color. And they have 3D to go up against flat. And she makes us argue. So the first two times, we think, hey, our art is not as much as we think in this art gallery thing to sell for. And then she buys it because she wants, the creepy character wants to buy it because she wants to put it in their own art gallery so she'd be rich by making a bunch of money from people seeing the art. So she tries it two times and it's successful because she can't afford something that's $1,000, but if they think it's worth $50, then she can buy it for $50. So the last time they figure out, hey, this is a stupid argument and we shouldn't argue about this. Do you agree, Emma?
There's also this part called spontaneous where you get points and then there's like materials. It could be a hands-on problem or you just have to think about it. So say like you have some fruit and you have to say what the fruit could be if it wasn't just fruit. So like a banana, it could be my cell phone, like that. And a hands-on problem is like, so you, there's materials that you use to make something, like you can make something tall, you can make something flat, you can make something heavy, something like that.
And with spontaneous hands-on, it's a lot of, you have a certain amount of time to build this stuff, and it's usually with like, no, you don't get a bunch of balsa wood and glue and hot glue and stuff. It's like a deck of cards, a piece of paper, and you have to be really creative about it because one of the problems that was in the future that we didn't do, that was in the past, it said like, how tall could you make a thing out of a bunch of like some sort of material that's really wobbly, but you could hold it up because they never said anything about it. Or like, if you had a piece of paper, you could ask the judges like, hey, can I use this? And they'd have to say yes or no. The worst thing that could happen is they say, I can't tell you, and then you don't really know.
So as the kids are mentioning, there's two components that they have to do. So one is a long-term program, and so that's where we started meeting in the fall, every week, or, you know, about every week to start. They pick their problem, and then, like they said, they have to develop their script, the set, the costumes. They have to do all of that themselves, and so... And it usually has a time limit that they have to comply with. So that is what they call the long term, and that gets presented. Well, that same day, they have to do a spontaneous problem that they don't know what that is. And so they actually go into a room by themselves with, you know, a set of judges, and then they actually give them the problem. And in that moment, they have to solve it with another time cap. And so it could be, as I said, a verbal problem or a hands-on problem. And so they also get graded then, too, on the teamwork that they demonstrate while they're solving that problem that day. So there's two components, and they did that at the state competition, and they will also do that at the world competition as well.
And what are you looking forward to most about the world competition, whether it's meeting kids from all over the world or being on a bigger stage? What are the things you're most excited about?
I really like trading pins, and most of my favorite part is performing in front of people.
So can you maybe talk a little bit about what pin trading is then?
So you can make your own pins, and you get these pin towels where you can put your pins on them. You can get the pin towels there, or you can just use normal towels from your house. And you can also just get pins from a store that aren't your pins that you made and trade them there. But mostly we just make our own pins and trade those ones.
How many pins did you get last year at Nationals, International Competition?
Oh.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Yeah. Like 100?
Probably 100? Mm-hmm. Wow. So what are you looking forward to most?
Again, the pin trading, because my sister, Emma, she filled up a bunch because she was just like, oh, I can trade for this. Gimme, 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 gimme. My favorite part is seeing the rare ones. Like last year, you know, Stranger Things coming out on Netflix. There was a set of Demogorgon pins. Like, sorry, spoilers, but
spoiler warning.
Yeah.
and they were classified as really rare because basically no one had the full set because it just came out that year. Like Medusa heads were the rarest thing. Because they were big, they were shiny, and they're basically you either had a lot or you had none, and those were, I don't know what qualifies them as rare, but they were rare.
Once again, that was Emma, Ethan, and Kayla Flanders discussing honesty of the mind. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.